Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We have the clerk of Erie County, who's right across from us here at the Odyssey Tent, Mickey Kearns. Mickey, welcome in.
Joe, thanks. What a beautiful day at the fair. The 12 greatest days of summer. It's awesome. We have our outreach team here. We're in the marketplace. We're here to answer all your questions. DMV, passport, any outreach questions that you have, we're here to help. We got a team out here to really answer those questions. And, of course, you get some free giveaways. I gave your son a coloring book.
And you know what? It's like you know. I mean, he is in his coloring phase. When I left this morning, he and my wife, well, my wife wasn't. She was just observing. He was painting. So he is in his color painting phase right now.
Joe, it's what I like about the coloring book, it's educational. Yesterday, we had our Purple Heart ceremony, and we honored 15 of our Purple Heart veterans down at Old County Hall. We are up to nearly 600 veterans. We're hoping to get a monument in front of Old County Hall next year for our Purple Heart veterans. But they learn about the flag. They learn about our country, America. And I think that's important for our young people.
Yeah, no, 100%. And, you know, I saw your stand over there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right behind you is a collector's card place. And I have to make sure that I don't bring my money to the Erie County Fair.
Oh, my gosh.
Or I'll be in there. They had a Bruce Smith card.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I asked if they had a Virginia Tech Bruce Smith card, and they
didn't.
But they have Bruce Smith. They have a bunch of old Sabre cards. So I'm going to come see you guys, but I got to stay away from that booth behind
you. Joe, I was a baseball card collector, and I was just going through some cards. When I was collecting cards in those days, like I have a Ricky Henderson's perfect, which would be graded a 10. It'd be worth about $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's probably worth a couple hundred dollars. But, you know, I was a big card collector as a young man. I love baseball. I still love baseball. And the Bisons and the Yankees. And, you know, it's a great thing to bring your family out to the Buffalo Bisons. Anthony Sprague, the GM, and his team, they do a great job.
Yeah, you know, now our MLB teams are both struggling right now. The Mets and the Yankees are hitting a rough patch, but hopefully they pick it up before September.
Yes, no, and it's great. And you know what? It's great that people get an opportunity to come out to the fair and really just, you know, meet the vendors, meet people. And this is it. This is what Western New York's all about. We're going to be kicking into training camp and our Buffalo Bills. But the Erie County Clerk's Office is very busy. Our Auto Bureau, Joe, we just did something spectacular from the standpoint with the Real ID. Over 60,000 new renewals for the Real ID. So just think, if we looked at January and May of last year and we compared it, we did an extra 60,000 transactions. Wow. That's going to be great for Erie County. Our mortgage tax is through the roof. We just did our mid-year budget hearings. We are just doing financially. The Erie County Clerk's Office is just doing great. So we are the economic revenue driver for Erie County. Without us, Erie County would be in trouble.
They sure would be. And I have to get myself to the DMV because the picture of my license is still from when I was 16.
Yes, you got to make an appointment.
I'm 37 now, so.
Yes, even though you look young, you're a family man, make an appointment.
Yeah, I'm going
go to Erie.gov. And that's even going good. It's dying down a little bit, but we have so much going on. We're looking at a new location out in Tonawanda because of the volume. And we're actually looking at the possibility of having the first drive-through DMV probably in New York State.
Now, Mickey, drive-through DMV, how long am I going to be sitting in my
You're
car?
You're not going to be. We're the quick transactions, so the renewals, plates. So we couldn't do the long ones, the ones where you got to come in. But I think we can do it. We're looking at it, Joe.
Look at this Paul Hamilton.
Oh,
look
my
at
God.
This.
2 minutes to Paul Hamilton because he needs a haircut. I love this. I love this, Paul.
He's looking at a sheriff's card.
I'm looking at a sheriff's card. I think I got the last sheriff's card under Sheriff Tom Higgins from South Buffalo.
Really?
I have one of the last ones because then they discontinued it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us, so the drive-thru, would this be at all locations? Where would we be doing the DMV
drive-thru? So we're specifically looking for a location. We're at the Sheridan Plaza, and with the University of Buffalo and the growth of the North Towns, we're adding a new outreach center at the Eastern Hills Mall. Our South Buffalo Outreach Center has been unbelievably popular. And we're going to be adding, probably after the fair, probably into September, we'll have an outreach center adjacent to the Eastern Hills Mall. So we're looking at the numbers, and our numbers are through the roof, which is good and positive. And I always wanted to look at a possibility of a drive-thru. So the clerk's office will be issuing what's called a request for proposal, an RFP. And we're hopeful that, you know, we can do it. Now, it's always good to dream and to have aspirations, but I think it's something we can accomplish with our new DMV.
What is, you know, I keep on asking you this, mm-hmm. what is the future of the Eastern Hills location? I mean, work, I would guess, is starting there.
I'll tell you, I'm really impressed with them, you know, compared to other malls. They've really, you know, we have our facility there, which is a great facility. We have the Outreach Center. There's a couple other businesses there, of course. You know, you have the chicken wing place,
Duff's,
yeah. which is awesome. I have to make a quick stop there once a month, but you know, I think the plans are moving forward there. They're great. You know, they're really great managers for us. They're very responsive when we have our needs. But the point I was going to make is they have the density of putting everything together. If you go out, like say something to the McKinley Mall where everything is spread out, mm-hmm. they're still working on adjusting to the lack of retail. And some of the other malls. Look, I think that's a crisis in Erie County. All of these malls and what the plans are. We know Douglas DeMall has, you know, sort of stepped away from some of his projects out in Amherst, you know, dealing with, you know, the Amherst supervisor. So, you know, you talk about zombie properties. We got zombie malls.
But you said zombie. Now, I remember you came on Hardline for like 4 months in a row talking about zombie properties.
That's
What's
right.
going on with those? Are we
so
still
So here's
seeing-
what we have right now. Believe it or not, we're doing quite well with there's two types of zombies. So if you're out and about, we want to know about your zombie complaint. If there's a vacant and abandoned property or property that needs help, we work with a lot of municipalities. We work with code enforcement. But if it has a mortgage, and we'll do the research on it, we work with Western New York Law Center, then that's considered a mortgage zombie. Erie County right now is like the banks of when I was in Albany in 2016. If you get behind on your mortgage, or if you get behind on your taxes, everyone should pay their taxes. I'm not against that.
Right.
Do you know right now under the Erie County Tax Act, they charge you 18%. There is no payment plan. You cannot go on a payment plan if you get behind on your taxes. So you're a senior citizen, you lose a spouse, you lose a job. Something happens. I have a resolution before the legislature since January saying, listen, let's have a conversation about a payment plan. In Erie County, you cannot go on a payment plan until you go into foreclosure.
Oh, geez.
And they charge you 18%, and they budget about $18, $20 million a year, knowing that people are going to be behind on their taxes. So we got to lower it down from, 18. They can, petition Albany through a home rule, at least get it to 12%. But the big thing, Joe, is, which is disgraceful in Erie County, is we need a payment plan. We're supposed to be the city of good neighbors. We're supposed to be helping people. There are nearly 9,000 people that are behind on their taxes in Erie County, and they owe approximately $50 million to Erie County. And we can't collect that. I mean, there's something going wrong there. We got to get that done. And, it's a priority of mine, and I'm going to continue to harp on it until something gets done.
You talk about zombie properties in Erie County. Could you guys take over Niagara County and some of the zombie properties in Niagara Falls?
I tell you, we could do whatever you want, but basically, we've got we're the only clerk's office, and I love the Niagara County clerk. He's a great guy. Joe, I was just visiting him with him last week. He's a great guy. He's our Western Regional President. But we're the only clerk's office that does this in the state of New York, and that's from my assemblyman days. I helped draft that legislation with my colleagues, and it's important because here's what I say. You not only buy the house, you buy the neighborhood.
Right.
And if, people say it's not important to me. You know when it's important to you? When it's the house next door to you. Then you're like, hey, can we get something done? What's going on? Why is this property vacant? So the best thing to do is if you have a vacant and abandoned property, call us, 858-8864. I want to know about it. This is a politician who wants to know about your complaints because I'm going to be meeting with the chief judge next week, Amy Martocci, a great lady and a great dad. And there's an expedited part of this. And sometimes there's some issues with the properties. Maybe someone's in a nursing home. We want to get these things moved through the process. Joe, you can't buy a house. There's no inventory in Erie County. Yep. There's no inventory.
Affordable inventory.
And Erie County is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. There's some people that owe Erie County $900,000 in back taxes.
Jeez.
Why? Why aren't they doing their jobs? People want to talk about running around about Trump and this one and that one. Why don't you just do your job and stay home and worry about local issues because you're a local politician?
It would be nice if the county executive would stay in
Erie County.
You said
it, not me.
Hey, that is Joe Beamer speaking. It would be nice if he stayed in Erie County. Again, he's got an open invite to walk across here and come on the show.
He was here on Wednesday. I know we didn't get a chance to talk, but I know he was here on Wednesday greeting people. So I think that's good, but come on, you're the leader of Erie County. We got some important legislation. We got some important things that needed to be done. There's over 6,000 people that are behind on their taxes in the city of Buffalo. So it's got to get done.
You don't
Joe.
Hear that in the mayoral race.
There's a lot of things that you don't hear about in that race, and I'm hopeful going forward. I know James and I know Senator Ryan, hopefully we'll have a spirit dialogue and debate on those issues.
Well, Mickey, a lot of people wanted to see your name in there. I know we're here to talk about the clerk's office.
I know. But look at Joe. Here's the thing.
I had to bring it up.
It's an honor. And, we have some big things happening in the clerk's office. It's always nice when people call you and want you to be part of something. I love the city of Buffalo. I'm a city of Buffalo resident. I was a common council member. I represented them in Albany. I do a lot. We work with their code enforcement officer. I was just in housing court for 396 Riley next to Jefferson Avenue, the tops in Jefferson Avenue. I take my time to do those things, to meet with the code enforcement officers and the judges. I love Buffalo. And, I'm hopeful that we could get some of those things done that we need to get done. We're doing a software conversion. No one's done that in 25 years. It's like carrying around an old cell phone from 25 years ago. We're updating our software. We have a lot of big things doing. Look, we made it through. We don't get credit in the clerk's office. Not me. I'm saying my staff. We made it through some crisis. We made it through Real ID. I told you, over 60,000 more license renewals.
Right.
And our staff, everything is operating at a high level. They do a great job. You know, we were the surplus of Erie County during COVID. Governor Cuomo wanted to shut us down, and we stayed open. We did curbside service. We help people in so many ways. So I think, you know, Wyatt was flattering. And, yes, I did have some interest. In the end, I'm going to stay where I'm at. And I'm still a City of Buffalo resident, and I will hold whoever the new mayor is accountable. Our current acting mayor got a great relationship with them. Believe me, when I wanted something and I text him or call him, he would get right back to me. He was very responsive. So, you know, it'll be a shame, but it's time to move forward. I was hoping he would go to the end, to be honest.
So I have to say this about Mayor Scanlon and Mayor Byron Brown. I mean, they, anytime I texted either of them, they would come on the air, they would get me the answer to a question, just like you guys always do in your office. I mean, you guys are transparent. If I needed something,
right.
Mickey, I could text you at 11 at night and I know you'd get back at me. You know what I mean? Like, and Chris Scanlon, Mayor Scanlon's been the same. Mayor Byron Brown was the same. It is really, I'm telling you, disappointing that people like Sean Ryan and Mark Poloncarz don't want to talk, only want to talk to people who 100% favor them and ignore everybody else. That is really discouraging.
There's a lot of tough questions. You know, I said this, when you represent people, you know, people say, I run on different lines. I'm a Democrat. I run on the Republican, the conservative line. I have an office, it's a, you know, ministerial office, meaning I really don't do any policy. But I think it's important. And like Byron Brown, I'll tell you a story about him. I drove him crazy when I was on the Common Council. And, you know, my sister worked for the mayor. And when she just retired recently, my sister Joanne, he said to me, and he was honest about it, he's like, a lot of people wanted me to fire your sister, but I said, no. I mean, this is what government's about. I could still call Mayor Brown up, and he could still call me, even after I ran against him. It's like sports.
Right.
We still were friends. I was tough on him. I mean, believe me, I was tough on him when I was on the council, but then I became a partner when I went to Albany, and I represented Buffalo, and I wanted to make sure that Buffalo was okay, and Board of Ed, and, you know, we got him funding. So, you know, but Mayor Brown today, if he walked up here today, he would shake my hand and smile. He's that type of guy. Buffalo is in rough shape. They just got downgraded by their bond rating. I really do think that Buffalo needs a drastic change in leadership, meaning, you know, some of the old-time things that have been done over the years, and it was exciting. Housing is a huge issue. People can't get housing in Buffalo. And affordable housing. Joe, my wife and I, we're looking for a house right now. There's no houses in Buffalo.
Mm-mm.
There's no houses. And people are overpaying. So whoever the new mayor is, they have a really big job. But taxes are huge. And the cost of government is going up. So once again, I think whoever you are as an elected official, listen, there's people at the Buffalo News that I don't want to call sometimes, but you got to call them back.
Yeah.
You
got
to listen. You know, they're biased. And you got to listen to their questions, and you got to answer. And that's what our jobs are as elected officials. It shouldn't be about taking sides. It should be about doing the people's business.
For sure, for sure. Mickey, you know, we're at the fair now. Are you going to be here a few more days?
My team is going to be here every single day till the end. I'm either going to come back tonight. My dad was a fireman. I know they're honoring the volunteer firemen tonight. But all fire, whether volunteer or professional, first responders are so important. So I may come back tonight, but probably Sunday for our veterans. And I'll be here like all week. But, you know, I obviously I'm running the DMVs and doing other things too. We have going on. You know, that software conversion through Tyler, it's a big deal. We're going to be the first county department to upgrade our software system. And, you know, that's going to be a big deal. We're going to the cloud. We're really modernizing our data so people can get access to county clerk information. It's the people's data, and I want to make sure that it's open and transparent.
So what is, when you're here, your favorite fair food?
My favorite fair food, oh, man, there's too many. I love the French fries. I know that's not good. I just love the French fries. I love the smoothies, too. I'm sort of pretty, you know, pretty dull. I love pizza.
Yeah.
And Chevetta's, oh my God.
The Chevetta's
is just out of control.
I got to try the wood-fired pizza while I'm here.
I love pizza too, I know.
I'm lucky. I'm here every day but Saturdays during the fair. You think you're boring. I like blooming onions. That's about it.
Oh my God.
And it was supposed to be today, but I don't have the funds today to get it because I left my wallet at home. So Monday.
I'll lend you the money.
No, listen.
If I was Erie County, I'd charge you 18% on that, Joe.
No.
You think the mafia's bad. The usury rate in Erie County is above that. It's 16%. Come on, I'll lend you the money, Joe. Need some money?
No. Monday will be blooming onion day, and okay. I love a good blooming onion. They make them the best at the fair.
I know, and I love chicken. Chevetta's is awesome. I love smoothies. My wife has a smoothie shop, so I love smoothies. I drink a lot of smoothies.
Oh, yeah.
Try to stay in shape. And, you know, here's the one thing that's important, and this is another serious thing that we're not looking at in Erie County is, you know, Erie County is rated one of the least healthy counties in New York State.
I'm glad you said it, yeah.
And if you can come out here and go for a walk and walk around and get your 10,000 or 7,000 steps in, even though it's hot and warm, that's another thing that we really need to look at. You know, the cost of what we're paying as a county for health care. Mm-hmm. These costs are going up. We want our people to be healthier and to live longer. And Phil Habestro from the city of Buffalo, he used to really advocate for this. And we used to say, Phil and I, God rest his soul, that Erie County was rated 60th. 60th, not in a good way, out of 62 counties. Phil would say, you know, I want to win the Super Bowl, but I'd like to be the healthiest county in New York State. So, you know, we've been working. We do carotid artery screenings. We work with Catholic Health. We do blood pressure screenings at the DMV, believe it or not. We'll be scheduling that. We'll let you know so we can let people know they can come in. But, I mean, we had a woman come in. I mean, we saved her life with the carotid artery screening. So, Joe, we're doing a lot for people, and that's what it's all about. Government is about the people and serving the people.
One question from our text board, Volkswagen Wurzburg text board, says, can you ask Mickey Kearns how to file an Article 78 against the Permit Office and Sheriff's Department?
Sure. Yeah, you can file, get an attorney. You can file an Article 78. So what an Article 78 is, you have to exhaust all your administrative remedies. So I filed them in the past when I was in the state assembly. So if there's something that you want to do, you could file that paperwork. We are the clerk. I am the clerk of the courts. We accept that at the clerk's office. You have to make sure that you go through all your administrative functions first. You have to exhaust all your administrative options first. After you do that, you can file that Article 78 and get a hearing. And it will go before a judge, and you can get a result. Either will win or not win. But don't think you could just file it right away. You have to, you know, try. All your remedies and all you've asked every way to do this, say on a FOIL possibly, then you could do it that way.
Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, not only answering my questions, answering your textbook questions. Mickey, thank you so much.
Joe, thank you. Are you sure? I only charge like Erie County 18%.
No, I am good. It was not purposely left behind.
I know. We're just kidding. I'm not lending Joe any money today. I don't want anyone calling in saying that I'm trying to lend him money.
No. Mickey, great seeing you, man.
Great seeing you, Joe. Hey, have fun the rest of the week. And please come out to the fair and have a great time.
Yes, and you can see Mickey's office, and 50 feet away is the tent. So you don't have to walk that far to see both of us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.